Hi everybody, this is Creighton Benner back. I know I haven't posted here, and I apologize for that. For a while, everybody's been, wondering where all the binaural recordings went and everything. Well, I've got some that I can post, but at least not right now. But I do want to talk to you guys about something that is pretty cool. And that is... when, especially those of you who have your own podcast feed and everything of that nature, when you first started podcasting, what did you start with? Yes, when you first started podcasting, what did you guys start with? I remember I first started with a built-in microphone, and I just recorded straight in Audacity at that time. Of course, on Windows now, I use GoldWave. But on the Mac, I use Amadeus Lite and Amadeus Pro. But, I started with Audacity, and that's back when you had to install the lame MP3 coder separately. And that was kind of a mess to find, because I kept wondering, well, how in the heck am I going to do the podcast this way? And, well, it ended up working out in the end, but boy, it was a mess. It really was there for a while, but I very much remember that built-in microphone. I remember hearing all the fan noise and hearing all the speaker noise. Boy, I thought it was a big upgrade when I finally connected my laptop at the time to external speakers and just recorded from the built-in mic. And now, of course, I do have microphones like right over here. This is a Shure MV7, and it's a beautiful mic. I have it here. This was one I was going to get rid of and had somebody that was interested in it, but I just said, nope, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. So I did. Anyway, so that's that. And why don't I show you the MV7 just to kind of show, but I will kind of tell you, though, first, before I do that, back then, Behringer had, it wasn't the kit with the 302. They had a kit with a 5-channel board that you had to plug directly into a wall. You had to have a interface that hooked up to the computer and hooked up to the outputs and inputs of the board, and so that the interface had outputs and inputs. And for those who think that you're going to find one new now, you still could, but not from Behringer directly, for one thing, and not for a good price. So, have fun trying to find one new, because you're not gonna. But why don't I go ahead? I'm gonna hook this microphone up, and I'll finish up the podcast. Okay, guys. Well, here we are back on this microphone. This was quite a big upgrade when I got this a couple years back in 2022. And this is the mic, one of them at least, that I like to use. I have another one that I like to use that's mono too. It's a Rode Podcaster from Rode. This one is from Shure. And it's got some neat features on it. This isn't the newer MV7. I haven't gotten a hold of that yet. And I'm not really too worried about doing it right now, but it does work, and it works really well. So, can't really complain, y'all. So, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. But one thing I want to just mention real quick is, what was your guys' first? What did you start out with? And put that down in the comments. No judging based upon somebody else's setup, because we all came from different backgrounds. Some of you might have had the fortune of starting off with a mixer. I did not start off with a mixer. I later got one, but again, it wasn't what we have now. Okay, guys, well, that's going to do it.